Well, joining me this evening is Toby Jepson from Wayward Sons.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. It's many years since we met, and you probably won't remember.
I remember every face I've been to.
Of course, love. No, it was Birmingham at the Irish Centre.
No way.
With the Little Angels.
Well, that was when Michael Lee was playing
with
us.
That's correct.
And do you know who did the sound that night?
No.
It was Big Mick, who does Metallica sounds. We were trying him out, and he was rubbish.
The night before was in Warrington, and we
ended Par Hall.
At the Par Hall, and me and my friend, who were in a band that we really wanted to be the Little Angels, badly.
Okay.
A weird thing. No, in a good way. I actually put it in my review. We put two songs in our set, two of your songs in the set. And it was the first band that we were both in that was not about wanting to be
Bon Jovi. And thanks for the review, by the way. It was absolutely... I was blown away. I was like...
Did you like it?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, no, you're welcome. It was one of the hardest ones I've written this year to write. Well, to write them, I've got to stop listening to it. And I seriously listened to it non-stop for 5 days.
Fantastic.
I was that impressed.
Oh, thank you. It means a lot.
Well, it's nice to get something that does that, to be honest.
Well, that was the idea. I mean, you know, I think there was a kind of sense about this project that, above everything, I think, before we actually even got together and I was talking to Frontiers, you know, and they were sort of saying, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I certainly don't want to make a solo record. And after I dismissed the idea of making a Little Angels record, and I said, well, I can't really do that because the rest of the guys don't want it. But couldn't you do it under your own name with some other person? Well, are you joking? Mm. Of course not, I'm not going to do that, you know. But anyway, so that conversation got nixed immediately. And then... it went on to make a solo record. I said no, and then there was some conversations about working with a bunch of American guys, which nearly happened, but I'm really glad it didn't happen. But in this whole process of thinking about it, the main thing that sort of surfaced really was the need, if I was going to do it, was the need to create music that could stand entirely alone. It wasn't connected specifically to my past because I was in the Little Angels or whoever else was going to be in the project, you know. So that really drove me to this kind of concept. Well, it has to be a band. I've always been in bands. Mm-hmm. So actually, you know, what I'm just cutting to right to where we are now, what's been fantastic about the reaction from the fans and from people who've just come across the band on the internet or been told about us is that it's a standalone record. It could be anybody. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I wanted it to be. I wanted it to be a record that you know, doesn't matter if you're a Little Angels fan.
No.
Come to the first time, you just like the record. Mm. You know what I mean? It was song-centric. It was about, it had something to say. It's a good sounding record. A lot of people have been saying, oh, it's a sort of 70s, 80s sound. I mean, I get that, but I think that's more to do with the sensibility than the actual sonics. You know, I think we've made a modern record in as much as, you know, these days you make records in one way, which is on a computer, blah, 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 blah,
blah.
Do you
not think that might be lazy?
I think it's partially
lazy. Because of one line in one song?
Yeah, I think possibly. But I mean, I think...
I shouldn't slag anybody off. But you know what I mean? I have to pick up that one line in the one song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I mean, what it really comes down to is, you know, I just didn't want to retread old steps. But at the same time, and you know, that, and hence getting all these guys together. I mean, obviously, me and Dave have been working together for a long time. You know, but you know, I trust Dave implicitly. You know, Dave's got a great pair of ears on him, and. But, you know, to sort of get these guys together in this band in this particular situation was really important because what it was actually doing something totally different than done before.
Yeah.
Because I could have gone back to a lot of people I'd used before and I'd worked with, but to sort of know, fresh broom, get a whole new feel to it, get the spirit there. And
was it something that felt right to do now? Because it's not, you know, you've done your solo-y bits, there was the whole truth.
And
stuff that was just as you.
Yeah.
Did you feel, now's the time to do a band thing?
Weirdly, we've kind of somehow fallen right into a nice slot that is about new British rock and roll emerging. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, obviously we're on tour with Inglourious, a fantastically successful, you know, emerging, fantastic, you know, rock band. With, you know, Stone Broken, you know, there's loads of bands out there at the moment that are coming through, you know. And it does feel a little bit... I mean, I said to the guys the other day when we did the first show in the Inglourious States, you know, at Pontypridd, you know, it felt... I hadn't had a feeling off the crowd like that since the Little Angels days.
Really?
I mean, I really haven't. I'm not just saying that.
No.
Because, I mean, I've been out touring, as you know, as a solo artist, and I've been obviously doing all the stuff with Eddie and D.O.'s Disciples, etc. And it's an entirely different kettle of fish, you know. that was a lot of the reason why I had to do this, is because I'd spent so much time singing for other people.
Yeah.
Basically, I was singing other people's songs, you know. Right. So, as great as experience it was, I mean, you know, massive privilege to sing all of Ronnie's tunes with Ripper and the guys. Mm. And great to work with Eddie, but the reality is it's other people's songs, you know. I mean, yeah. Even with the Eddie thing, I mean, you know, we only played Deliver Me off of the album I made with him live, yeah. And we only did it on one tour, you know, yeah. But the rest of it was all Dave King's, you know, sure. Stuff and all that. So, yeah, so I think the feeling coming off the crowd was one of they really want it. I mean, yeah. it was a rainy Sunday night. I think it was a Saturday night? I can't remember. Yeah. It was a rainy day in Pontypridd, of all places, mm-hmm. in South Wales, packed to the gunnels. There were people clamouring for tickets to get in. We played to a full house, and it was brilliant for both bands, wasn't it, David?
Yeah.
But it could have felt, it could have been our show. And that's not saying like we were better than Inglourious. No, no, no. What I mean is the audience were so
with you.
Up for it.
Yeah.
They wanted it so much. Mm. Same in Southampton. Absolutely couldn't believe it. Packed, you know. Same last night, you know. There's definitely a mood in the country from rock fans that is now being re-galvanised about wanting to take part in a whole new movement of British music.
Good.
It really is.
Good for that.
And a lot of it's to do with, actually, massive, brilliant support from Planet Rock, massive yeah. support from people like yourself, the proper fans, the grassroots, the real people that really do affect the tastemakers. Because the tastemakers aren't made at Radio 2.
No.
With respect, they aren't made at places like Classic Rock Magazine. Because it's a national, huge magazine. It's,
yeah.
it's a broad stroke appeal. Mm. Where it's really made is right at those grassroots. And that's what it was like at the Angels days.
Yeah.
It was a burgeoning level of support from people who discovered the music and wanted to take part in something.
Well, I remember the singer, my best mate, and he was the singer, saying, "You've got to hear this record." And he had it on cassette. And he had Don't Pray For Me on cassette. And then I went out to buy it, and I just got a new CD player, so I've got to get it on CD. And went to every record shop in the Midlands at the time, trying to find it, and eventually was told the record company have pulled it, they're re-releasing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I found it.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things that just stayed with. And so, yeah, I'm totally with you on that one.
It's got to be like that. You know, I think there has been a sort of a void. I don't quite know why. I think that we've had a massive amount of American bands come in over the last, say, 10, 15
yeah.
years, you know, a huge amount of American acts, you know, Alter Bridge has dominated, you know, those sorts of bands. But that's very much of their movement. That's very much of an American sound. And I think a lot of the young bands have seized that and they want that sort of thing. But, you know, I think the reality is there's a very deeply seated, very important sort of British working class mentality to British rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
guitar music. You know, we think about somewhere like the Black Country yesterday. We're in
yeah.
Bilston, the heart of the industrial
fabulous
Britain,
place.
You know, wonderful, you know. But that, you know, look at the bands that spurned, you know,
mm-hmm.
Sabbath, you know, Slade, proper guitar music
yeah.
came out of the working class, came out of that need to talk about important issues.
Yeah.
Because people forget. Tony Iommi was talking about when they were at War Pigs and they wrote, all that, you know, they were talking about actually the need to sort of face the fact that this shit's going on in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and I do think there is a bit of that going. Certainly, from my point of view, that's what I wanted to write on this record was to talk about social issues, to talk about the struggle, talk about how rock and roll's a sense of, is really gives you a sense of freedom.
Mm.
It's a place you can still find freedom. It's a place that we can still feel excited to be part of and get you out of the humdrum.
Mm.
You know, all that sort of thing. And so, yeah, I mean, yes, it's a great time. And I genuinely think these things, it's like the stars all align, you know. I'd kind of said goodbye to being a singer. I really have.
Really?
I was doing loads of production.
Yeah, yeah.
Kept getting off to, and I just thought, you know, unless I can self-author something and make a proper record, I don't want to do it just half-arsed. Because I've been in that situation before. I've made independent records with very, very little investment.
Mm.
And it's heartbreaking. Because what you do is you pour your soul into it, and then you've got no outlet. And anyone that says the internet's the saviour of music is talking shit.
Mm.
The reality is, it's white noise now.
Yeah.
The great thing about it is you can advertise yourselves. People can find you.
Yes.
But it doesn't sell records, actually. And it doesn't create a situation where you can make enough money as a business, as a band, to survive.
No.
So you have to have investment. You've got to find somebody who's willing to put their money in. And that's the truth of it. I mean, I'm not a rich man, never will be. But I've always recognised the fact that the record, it's an uneasy bedfellow is the music business, with the business.
Yeah.
Very uneasy. I've always
yeah.
found it an incredible struggle. I always wanted it to be about the art. And by and large, I've tried, but I'm still a poor man, really, in lots of ways. Very rich in lots of other ways, but
yeah.
there you go. So the idea of this really was, I mean, it was actually a lot to do with Nick, really, who's a businessman and, you know, a lot smarter than I am when it comes to money. And we sort of he sat me down and sort of went, well, look, you can make a business out of this. You know, there is a way we can do this and maintain complete control.
Mm.
So when Frontiers came knocking, because Nick had said this to me a couple of times before, and I said, oh, shut up, I'm not interested in doing that. Anyway, kept ringing me up and saying stuff. We kept meeting and talking about stuff, because I was producing Chrome Molly as well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And every time we had produced another record, it was like, we ought to be doing something, you ought to go out there and do something. And I was like, oh, fucking, I don't know, you know. But until someone knocks on the door and validates you, until someone says, actually, we really want to do this, it's hard to raise the energy, because it's heartbreaking when it doesn't work, you know.
Gorgeous. I've noticed you're playing Flying V now. I always thought you were a Telecaster man.
Well, I was a Telecaster man for years.
Yeah.
But I've recently got a deal with Ibanez.
Right.
And I'm playing their hollow body, semi-hollow body guitars.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I love, actually.
Mm.
But Sam's got an incredible collection of Gibson guitars, infinitely better than anything I've ever owned in my entire life. He sort of had it on tour, you know, a couple of days. It's actually only two or three gigs ago. He sort of got it out. I sort of saw it there in my house. We were all staying at my house. I thought, oh, look at that, you know. So I said, can I play this tonight? A little go. And it just seemed to work really well.
Yeah.
So we're now...
Come on, let me, please.
Yeah, I had to plead quite a bit. I was polishing his shoes and, you know.
It's really odd. I'd never even considered a bass until a couple of years ago. And suddenly there's all these bands that I know. Yeah. And they're all the guitarists that I've got a V, and I just went, I wonder if I can find the V type thing. And now there's one sat in the studio next to every Firebird and everything else, and it just looks pretty.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, you know, they're really, actually, I find it really easy to throw about, you know. All good fun. All good fun, you know, it's all part of it.
Well, have a lovely show. Thank you for the time.
No problem
at all.
Get
already, and it's been an absolute pleasure to meet
you all. No worries at all. And, well, thanks again.
No problem, you're really welcome.